Oh yes, windsurfing is back on. It's back on. The water sports people can go out on the water now, and it happens to be about 15 knots, so I'm going to get my foil out. But before I go out, I've got to go to the bakery to do some work, and then after that, it's all go. Straight down to Hayling. I'm going to rig up the foil and get out on that. Going to keep my eye on Chimet and Camomet the whole time just to make sure the wind doesn't drop. It's forecast to be a pretty stable around 14, 15 knots, gusting maybe 17, 18. I'm so excited to get out on the water.
Well, this is easier.
Yeah, we can handle this, okay?
All right, we're finished at the bakery. I'm just on my way down to Hayling now. Just looked at the weather. It is between 18 and 20 knots, so that's pretty much perfect. I hope it stays like that. That would be ideal. We'll just have to see. It will take me about an hour to get down there, so hopefully in that time it won't have completely dropped off. It's meant to be stable, so that's fine. Sun is shining, seems fairly warm, feels windy here, so you know, all the signs are looking pretty promising, and yeah, catch you in the water.
And there's enough wind out there. It's just going to be a question of launching. Yeah, I have to launch off a pontoon somewhere along here, sack up, and then use the whole of the harbour.
From over there, came out right over there and back down to here obviously, and that was pretty tricky.
That's 1 foot in, watch out for the mooring point, that's the other foot in, and we're off. Okay, once you're at this stage, it's all about getting the fine balance between getting up in there there's the pedal there. Just use the back foot to steady it. There we go, saucy. Oh, the finesse. Okay, I'm in a really narrow place as well. Got more breeze over here, which is nice. Tired out as well. Alright, shorter runs I think is the answer, so we'll go around for a bit of a tack there. is quite nice actually. This feels quite... Alright, let's get some solid recordings now. Sometimes you can just hold out the crash. Woo. That was a fun little run there. Felt like I was really locking in, holding down. I think I'm running out of battery now, so I think I'll sign off the GoPro session from there. But That was a lot of fun, I have to say. A few little crashes in there, but considering I haven't been on any sort of board for about 2 months, that was a lot of fun for sure. Definitely getting to grass with the foiling bit. I'd say this is probably the most amount of wind I've ever been out in on a foil. So it's definitely consistent. Consistent 20 knots, sometimes drops to about 16, 17, and a few gusts of above 20. But it's pretty good conditions. I'd say the hardest thing about today is the chop. You can kind of see here, you can see that it's pretty choppy. I mean, the occasional little rogue wave like that one over there definitely makes things a bit weird. Like, you think on a hydrofoil, it wouldn't really matter because you kind of just cut through it, and to a certain extent that's exactly right. But I think just general conditions, like flatter is always easier, whatever you're doing. It's a lot easier in the flat water, but I'm gonna keep going. But signing off on the GoPro footage, and well, until the battery dies, I mean, you'll probably see a bit more. Right, GoPro. Nice. I'd say that sort of counts as a jibe of some description. It got up to like 22 knots or so, maybe a gust of 25, I don't know. But all in all, pretty solid. I'd say on average like 15 to 20 knots. So like pretty solid, pretty good for foiling. Not much good for... I tried like my freestyle board at one point, that didn't go too well, didn't go to plan. Yeah, went out for like one run and realised there's just not enough wind for it. That was for the first session back. It's not too bad, to be honest. It's just nice to get in the water. I think the last time I was on the water was probably a couple of months ago, back in February, so... Yeah, just happy to get out and
and gonna de-rig now and call it a day. So yeah, nice one.